So joining me now is the winning jockey aboard Lamy Surge, who wins for a second time over fences, and that is jockey Daryl Jacob. Daryl, before we talk about the impressive performance from Lamy Surge, you've recently come back from injury. You had a schooling accident at home. How are you after that?
Feels well. Obviously, it's going to take a day or two to get back into the full swing of it. But thankfully, my wrist isn't too bad. Thank you very much. Yeah.
And you've got a victory here today up in West Yorkshire at Wetherby. Lamy Surge never got out first gear.
No, he done very well. It was a good experience again for him. And we're heading towards the Kingmaker next time. And it was a good test for him today because the ground was very heavy, very gluey. You know, and he had to fiddle a few fences. And like you say, it was a good experience for him today.
What is the ground out there like, Daryl? Because to me, it looks quite testing.
Oh, I think it's very heavy, but very, very gluey as well. So it takes a good horse to go through that race and them races today.
Looking ahead to the Cheltenham Festival at March, all being well, he will run in the Arkle. How do you think his chances are against stronger opposition?
He's not certain to go in the Arkle. We've got the JTL as well as a possibility. Whatever race he goes for, I'll be looking forward to sitting on him because he's a class horse, and this is what we drive to ride, these good horses.
And I've got to ask you about Peace & Co, one of my personal favourites. Fair to say, when we saw him run at Cheltenham a few weeks ago, he pulled your arms out of the socket. How is he at home now?
Yeah, he's been good. I schooled him there the other day, and he seemed to be in good form. He worked this morning, and he worked very well this morning as well. So, all roads lead to Haydock, and hopefully he'll give me an easier time up at Haydock.
So he's running next Saturday. All systems go?
Yeah, all systems go as far as I know. I'll be in Nicky's probably on Tuesday morning, so I'll probably have a sit on him again on Tuesday morning. I'm hoping all that freshness and the gassiness is taken out of him.
And Bristol Demay runs next Saturday. How's he?
Yeah, again, he seems in good form. I'm going to sit on him next Wednesday, hopefully in Nigel's. He had a good run around Leicester the last day. He jumped very well, and I think Sandown's race kind of really made a man of him. So, he's only a young horse. He's still improving, but... He's definitely going the right way.
Daryl, thank you very much for your time. And I think I speak on behalf of everybody when I say it's great to see you back in the saddle.